And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Series tickets are available for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's upcoming season that begins in September. There are two series, their Masterworks Concerts and the Chamber Music Series. For further information or to purchase tickets, their website is acadianasymphony.org. And continuing through the end of this week, you can see a collection of work by Craig McCullen called Precious Things at the Baton Rouge Gallery. That's up through actually the 26th tomorrow. Continuing education professional development courses at UL Lafayette are being offered through August. For further information or a complete listing, you can stop by their website, which is ce.louisiana.edu. Continuing at Cité des Arts this weekend through Sunday is the play The Rehearsal, directed by Lauren Green White. It's a 17th century satire that features period costumes and period music supplied by Alice Wallace. Tickets are available through Cité des Arts through their website or by calling at 337-291-1122. And tomorrow evening, July 26th, in Gran Coteau at Casa Azul Gifts, there will be a literary evening. Miss Pauline Edmond will be giving an oral history of her life in Gran Coteau. And then poet Jay Udall will be reading from his works. He is currently a professor at Nicholls State University in Thibodaux, Louisiana, has won numerous awards for his poetry, and he will be reading in the evening between 7 and 9. After the two scheduled readers, there is an open mic. All are invited to bring their own poems, songs, or stories. It's a free community event for all ages. Neil Gaiman's Wolves in the Walls will open at Burke Hall Theater tomorrow evening. It's based on the book by Neil Gaiman and adapted for stage by Cody Daigh. The play The Book of Dee by Cody Daigh for young actors will also be performed. Actually, that will be performed first, and then Wolves in the Walls, which features scores of original puppets handmade in the studios here with Brady McKellar and Elsa Diamitrades. They are part of Wanderlust Theater and have been creating these puppets for Wolves in the Walls. Tickets will be available at the door of Burke Hall Theater. For more information, you can go to Acting Unlimited Incorporated or Wanderlust Theater Company, their websites or Facebook pages. It will run this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and on Sunday at 3 and the following weekend as well. That's Wolves in the Walls and The Book of Dee. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble presents Shakespeare's play Love's Labor's Lost. It will run Friday and Saturday this weekend at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets are available over the phone by calling 337-233-7060, or you can purchase tickets online at the acadianacenterforthearts.org. Vermilionville has a number of activities going on this weekend, including a canoe paddle on Saturday. The canoe paddle will be from 8:30 until 11:30. You can bring your own canoe or kayak, or pay a small insurance fee for the American Canoe Association. They have some canoes there. Canoe trips are every second and last Saturday of the month, weather and river conditions permitting. Please RSVP in advance by emailing Margot Addison or calling her at Vermilionville at 233-4077, extension 205. There will be a Cajun jam session on Saturday afternoon at Vermilionville, and on Sunday, their Ball de Dimanche from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Performance Center with Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. Several exhibits on display at the Hilliard University Art Museum that are up at least through the end of August and some going into September. A collection of artifacts from the Ambassador Jefferson Caffrey collection that he collected while he was ambassador to Egypt. A collection of works by Cora Kelly Ward, originally from Eunice but spent her professional artistic life in New York. Her collection was donated to the Hilliard, and this is a selection of some of those works. In New Iberia this weekend on Saturday, Envision de Berry. It's debunk funk, and that will be taking place at 326 Hopkins Street in New Iberia this Saturday. It's a music night fundraiser. For further information, you can go to deberry.org. That's DABERRY, or find Envision de Berry on Facebook to find out more about debunk funk. And a directing workshop will be held July 30 through August 19th at Cité des Arts. That will be taught by Nathan Gabriel. For more information, please contact Cité des Arts. The Stage Monkeys of Lafayette are presenting improv theater once a month at Theater 810. Their next performance will be this coming Tuesday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can call Theater 810 to reserve those tickets. Nominations for the 18th Annual Women of Excellence Awards are due on Tuesday, July 31st. For more information, you can contact Tiffany Stewart at the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women about the Awards of Excellence. And the Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation has announced Economic Opportunity Fund grant applications for artists. The deadline to apply is August 31st. For more information, go to their website, culturaleconomy.org. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. Or you can search for individual programs and find out more about the programs or podcast many of our locally produced shows. Just go to that program and you'll see a list of the programs. You can either listen to the archived show there, or you can download it for listening to later on. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. And at 7 o'clock tonight, we join Louisiana Public Square from Louisiana Public Broadcasting, LPB. The title of this Louisiana Public Square is H2WO, Louisiana's Water Worries. The panelists will be Don Briggs, Karen Gautreau, Senator Gerald Long, and James Welsh. Barry Irwin, who's president of the Council for a Better Louisiana, will be the guest host for this night's Louisiana Public Square. To find out more about Louisiana's looming water problems, you can tune in tonight on KRVS from 7 until 8. That's our monthly Louisiana Public Square from LPB. After that, we'll join our regularly scheduled program. We'll go to Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears at 8 o'clock, Lee Kleinpeter's Big Band Swings at 9, Selected Shorts at 10, Music from the Hearts of Space at 11, Beat Current at midnight, and La Vianera at 1 o'clock in the morning. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.